and how they treat one another and what, you know, the distressors what causes people to tick off so quickly. And a lot of times it's because they have not faced the inner issues that has not been dealt with. And sometimes it streams from down. And I don't want it to sound like I'm scaring off, but I think it all goes hand in hand, because for a person to cause harm on somebody like that, all right, with just a little bit of something that ticks them off like a time bomb, and they want to annihilate them without even thinking consciously of the ramification, what it's going to do for their own life, that is very troubling. And Dr. Tisdale, you said something. We really have to really pay attention spiritually, because this is a spiritual thing. It's not something that, you know, just it hits you and I'm going to do it. No, this is something that's been brooding for a minute. This is not something, but the six-year-old is really troubling for me. He's a baby, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And to have that kind of appetite, okay, to harm someone, the teacher may have made him go sit in the corner or whatever, and they're still investigating that. But the teacher survived, of course, but the very fact that he took a gun intentionally to shoot that teacher, I don't know what you all think about that, but this is serious.
This child is scarred. It's going to take some serious counseling, or I have no idea. I'm not a professional. What it's going to take. I read about this or heard about this story today, Dr. Sims. 6 years old. And was it Brother Tisdale or Mike that said, where were the parents? How in the world did your 6 years old get his hands on a gun?
Well, I'm concerned about the child. And exactly. I may make people
on the
panel angry at this, and the people out there angry at this. I'm an attorney. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm an attorney. And one of the things that I hate about our criminal justice system is the way our children are treated. Don't get me wrong. I do completely understand that there are kids out there who are committing crimes. I do. I'm hoping that this six-year-old's case brings light to the way that children who commit those types of crimes are being investigated and treated afterwards. I would be absolutely livid, disappointed, and absolutely just incredulous if they charge this particular child as an adult. There are laws in the books about how children should be interrogated, and they just get broken. Laws in the books about, you know, prosecuting kids, they get thrown out of the window when you look at that, the quote-unquote heinousness of a crime. Don't get me wrong, shooting a teacher is a heinous crime, but surely a six-year-old, we can appreciate the fact that this child's mental state, he doesn't have the ability to appreciate fully what he has done. And that's what the law takes into account, that kids are still maturing, their brains are still developing, their bodies are still developing, and that's why we have a different set of laws for them. But over and over and over again, whenever there's a crime committed by a minor, I keep seeing prosecutors saying we're going to try this person as an adult. And then you put a child in a situation where not only are they, if they're lucky, going to spend some time in a juvenile detention center until they reach the age of majority, but then they will spend the rest of their lives in a prison with adults. Folks, don't get me wrong. I do not think these children should go unpunished. I think that there's something fundamentally wrong with their upbringing. Something has to be broken when you think it's okay to everybody. I love the fact that there was this one jurisdiction that was looking at the parents. Thank you. For once, we got to say somebody has to explain why this kid gun and commit this type of a crime. But in the case of the six-year-old, I'm truly hoping some type of reform, and not just reform in terms of how we treat children who commit crimes, but let's finally be adults. Because if you want to treat the children as an adult and prosecute them as an adult, why can't you first be an adult and say, okay, we don't need to have AK-47s in our homes. Let's be the adults in the room who tackle gun reform, who make it a lot harder for people to get unnecessary guns, and you know, for children to be able to get access to those guns. That's me. This is my pet. This is one of the things I hate about how we treat children in the justice system. But do I feel sorry for that woman and her family? Yes, it's not to take anything away from the people who are suffering because of the gun violence. I am saying that our justice system and our system of how we get guns, gun reform, all of that needs to be taken care of if we want this to stop happening.
Absolutely.
And we want kids to grow up to be better.
Yeah, please jump in. We're going to go to Mike, then we go to Sergeant Moffitt, Dr. Demery, and Brother Tisdale, and then Dr. Sims, because this is extremely important. We've got 9 minutes right here. Mike is on you. It's your floor, brother.
Okay, thank you, William. I really like what you said, Ann, because what I've noticed, and I think Sergeant Moffitt would probably back me up on this, is we have what's supposed to be our rehabilitation in jails and in prisons. There's supposed to be rehabilitation centers to get people back whole mentally, physically, whatever it takes, and get them back out into society. Mm-hmm. We do not have a rehabilitation.
We do not.
Set up in our prisons and our jails. Mm-hmm. What happens in a prison and a jail is the criminals, the bad people, learn how to be more deceptive while they're being criminals. So they come out somewhat smarter because they learn more criminal tricks inside the prisons and jails. Oh, so what we need to address, and I completely agree with you, Ann, is the total lack of rehabilitation that's occurring in our penal facilities. Mm-hmm. And I forget who you said was next.
We're going to Sergeant Moffitt.
He's on mute.
Okay. I don't have him muted.
Okay. I'm unmuted now, but yeah, I 100% agree with what Mike just said. My thing was that I was really concerned. We have laws in this state of California regarding negligent storage of firearms and stuff. I'm like big on that. We got a lot of adults who are just like putting weapons in positions where anyone can access them. Anytime a 6-year-old can access a weapon and go do that kind of damage, the first thing you might be looking to arrest is a parent who didn't properly store the weapon in the first place, allowing them to get to it. That's just terrible. Mm-hmm. Something like that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dr. Demery?
I think that they need to take the parents, drop their pants, and just whip them. Get a horse whip and just whip them. Yes. The child needs to be rehabilitated, like Ann was saying, but I also agree with what Danny was saying earlier. We live in an evil world, and you all know that I'm big on Revelations. Things are going to get worse.
Wow.
Amen.
They get better.
I hate hearing
that. So we got to get ready for it and be as spiritual, as uplifting as we can, because, honey, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
You wait till Satan opens up that sixth or that seventh seal. We think we're seeing stuff now? Lord, have mercy.
We've only begun
to see what's going to happen.
Wow. Brother Tisdale.
I got to say, when we look at some of the past shootings that have happened, I still don't see the parents being held accountable. I don't understand it, but I don't see it. We have too many things that are happening in America. That the DOJ is dragging their feet on. I do not understand these things, but when you go back to Revelation and you read and understand that the time is here, that men and women will not except sound.
All right. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, brother. Now, I'm going to go to Mike. Mike, I want you to comment on this, and then we're going to end with Ann, okay? Mike? He's got a delay.
He's frozen or something.
Can I say something right here?
Yeah, go on, please.
As well, I really think that parents have to be retaught to pay more attention, because the hustle and bustle of life, and Dr. Demi, you said it right, we haven't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. And basically, it has to be fulfilled, period. We can teach until we're blue in the face, yes, and try to spearhead and try to cut it off. Mm-hmm. But it's biblically, it's a prophecy. Right.
Amen.
And it's in the book of Revelations, which people are very afraid of. Mm. It is what it is.
Amen.
My thing is, I think we still have to teach our children. In fact, some of our adults need to be retrained. Period.
All right. All right.
Because they are not, as Dr. Demery said, being held accountable for the deeds of their children. And it's not cute. Don't pat Johnny on the head and says, oh, he just, no. The society government has taken the chastisement out of our hands.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The children weren't as bad when we can whip their little behinds. Okay. But now everybody is not abusive, but you have this world that's become worse and worse and worse. And if you have the examples that we have, well, don't get me talking about the White House.
Wow.
Because some of them need a whooping. I'm just saying, okay. Call my number 951-228-9980.
Oh my gosh.
Is that some of them need some act right, because you got them who are not good examples themselves.
Somebody
has to do some revamping on their own characteristics. If you want children to line up, mamas is teaching kids to lie.
Come on now.
Daddies is teaching kids to steal. They're selling their daughters for prostitution, for a cigarette or whatever. I mean, let's just deal with the whole nitty gritty. I'm not a kind of sugarcoat it. It is what it is, okay? It is a spiritual thing, and it is a major problem. It's in and out of our church buildings, okay? And so where are the children safe, okay? When we have some of us who are not safe. So we're going to have to address this stuff head on. And guess what? We just got to have to fortify ourselves. Because Dr. Demery says, it is going to happen. We cannot stop it, because it's God's word, and he does not back up off his word.
Amen.
Okay, Mike, are you with us?
I am.
Okay. Final comments. Before you do that, I thank you to our entire panel. Then we're going to close out with Ann. Brother Tisdale, Brother Moffitt, Sergeant Moffitt, Dr. Sims, Dr. Demery, and Mike Ward, thank you so much. This is going to be, we need to do a part two of this. And I'd like to have this panel to come back, because we haven't covered a lot of what we need to cover. And I want to dig a lot into cyber crimes and cyber stalking and things of that nature. Okay. And as parents, what can we do? I'm gonna just say this real quick. I had a friend that had a daughter that was out of line. And so she figured that she could go into her room and just close the door and lock it and do whatever she wanted to do. So the dad was proactive. He took the door off the hinge.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't have to hit you to get my point across.
No, that's my house. Yeah, no. That's right.
Hey, Mike, what's your comment, Mike?
Taking the door off the hinges and taking away her phone too.
Absolutely. Because what 9-year-old needs an iPhone? Hey, Mike, what 9-year-old needs an iPhone?
No.
No, absolutely not. And we've got a few minutes. Okay. Hey, tell us a little bit about the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. And also, Dr. Sims, I'm going to ask you to talk to us a little bit about Ms. CC's Kitchen, because I thought you were going to set the house on fire the other night. Okay. Okay, and
Tune in on Saturdays at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show hosted by me, Ann Wooten Taylor. We discuss, we teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. I know a lot of you made New Year's resolutions that involve getting healthy and fit. Let us be a part of your solution so that we can encourage you every week through the word of God on what you should do in order to keep your body healthy and fit through Christ.
Amen. And last Thursday on the Miss Cece's Kitchen, okay, let's put it like this. They don't own a fire extinguisher. Her intent is to burn the place down. Okay, Dr. Shaw.
Not my own kitchen, maybe yours. But anyway, the thing is this, yes, Miss Cece's Kitchen, yes. And it's so funny, and you were talking about resolutions. In fact, we are dealing with resolutions right now. And it's
yeah, ongoing. You need a few.
Whatever. Anyway, you know what? He started. He needs to be resolved. Anyway,
all right.
So don't come for a girl. I'm the right one. I told you, don't mess with me. All right. So anyway, we're talking about resolutions, and in this last segment, and the resolutions are make it attainable, achievable. Don't set something like I'm gonna lose 100 pounds in 3 months. Really? Okay, you're gonna pass out and die.
Okay. Right.
Is even resolutions in your own walk of life, period. Right. Not just and yours is a fantastic show, but we deal with reality. Likewise. And William knows that we hit it hard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't like a girl because we hit it hard. Mm-hmm. They want to walk softly chemo style, and I'm not doing it. my take on this whole matter is the devil is screaming loud, so why can't I put my foot down loud?
Okay.
All right.
And bring a resolve to some of the issues and expose him for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. All
he's
right.
He's been lying and hiding too much. And yeah, we're spiritual, but we deal with the nitty gritty of life, period. Amen. And it is what it is. And Dr. Sims is not scared. Hello.
No. I told you folks, she's packing. You know, it's amazing. Yes. It's amazing. Brother Marvin, thank you so much, my friend. And please tell me you can come back next week. I hope so. Brother Tisdale, always a pleasure, my friend. Any parting words?
I just would like in the next segment that these two officers would kind of speak to what I was saying about these parents and these children. Mm-hmm. And help me to understand what happens after the fatalities and all these different things. What happens with those parents? What takes place?
That is going to be fascinating. Dr. Demery, where is the Mentone Congregational Church?
We're in Mentone, California. A lot of people don't know where Mentone is. It's just above Redlands. We're on Highway 38 at the Three Crosses. If you went to Crafton, you went too far. We're on the corner of Barrel and Highway 38. You'll see the Three Crosses there. You can't miss us. We have Sunday service at 10 o'clock every Sunday. If you come, we'll feed you. We'll find something for you to eat. So come on by.
That's right. Exactly right. And don't look for a stoplight because there's none. All right.
You're going to stop, Willie.
You need to stop.
The spirit of the Lord is there. That's all you need to know.
Hey guys, hey, thank you so much. What a great broadcast. Really appreciate it. Hey, have fun. And let's see, you got about 55 minutes and then come back for Sunday Night Goals. Yours truly, WB and the Jazzy One. Have no idea what she has planned tonight, but good music, good talk.
Entertainment. She gonna know the names of the folks who wrote the song she plays though.
Bye, Ann. Bye, Ann. Oh, this cast of characters here.
Love y'all. Bye.
All right, guys. Hey, Mike, thanks, my friend.
Just say, ooh, my lucky number. What is up? Welcome to another edition of the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, alongside socially distancing from, however you want to describe it, the Fantasy Hall of Famer, Michael Fabiano. Hanging in there, right? We're still here, so that's good.
Yeah, man. And you know what? I think I had this coronavirus already.
Really?
If you remember,